Welcome into this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. Alongside the principal and founder, Tom Fortino, Kevin McAlpin here with you. Of course, Tom and I thank you so much for making this show a part of your weekend as we talk all things retirement, helping you put a plan in place for your future. And if you'd like to learn more about anything Tom and I cover over the course of today's show, keep this number handy, folks, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or you can always reach Tom and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group at alphawealthgroup.com. Lots to cover on the day's show, including Social Security. We know there's potential changes looming on the horizon, so we'll tell you how you can plan now in the event we do see those changes later on down the road. Plus, the markets have certainly been in the news here lately. We'll cover that and so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, how are we doing today, my friend?
You know, I'm excited because I think we're going to cover a lot of ground. We were talking earlier about the topics we're going to cover today, and I think we're going to hit a lot of areas that are going to help a lot of people. So I'm ready to go. Let's dig in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's dive right into it, man, because I know, you know, we spent a lot of time on this show back in March, April, May, really talking about the ups and mostly downs we saw from the market. Yeah. But things have sort of stabilized here a little bit. So, Tom, what are you seeing from your vantage point? What are the things your clients should really be focusing on, especially those folks nearing retirement?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of takeaways here. Look, we're an investment advisor rep, or I'm an investment advisor rep, part of an investment advisory firm. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job. And I think what's critical, of course, Kevin, let me mention, we do a lot more. You know, we do estate planning, tax planning, income planning. That's all part of what we do. We do what I like to call being a complete retirement planning. But as part of that, the investment plan is one of those five pillars. And there's so many takeaways. This has been a crazy market. The one thing I would mention, and just some I think things that will be helpful to individuals are, I hope, because when we talk about emotions, I think Daniel Kahneman, who's the father of financial behavior, he said that, you know, 90% of our decisions are made emotionally, and we would all be better off if we just made less decisions. I mean, think about this. Just over the last, this year, we saw the market, and I'm going to give an interesting statistic here. I think this might be interesting, and then we'll move on with this and explain it. But the S&P closed, it was 20%. It had a 20% correction, the April 8th near bear market low, right? So if we look at the previous seven bear or near bear markets, it shows that once stocks are up 20% off their lows, which, by the way, we were this week, they were higher a year later 16 out of 17 times.
Wow.
Only a 100-year pandemic didn't work in this example. So 16 out of the last 17 times. Now, I'm going to caution you. We can give other statistics, but here are some of the takeaways. And I think this is so critical when we do when we're investing, and this is what I take pride in when I'm working with people, is I want you to understand, number one, you can't time the market, right? April 8th, the lows, when it hit, it was down. It was a 20% correction. Had you gotten out, again, these emotions, we say, okay, we got to go to cash. We just have to be careful, because now what happens when the market recovers? And now we're behind the eight ball. People typically underperform. We've seen the numbers before. The average investor does much less than if they just stay invested. So you really have to understand what is normal. Look at the last 5 years. I think I mentioned this last week. We had the 2020 pandemic. 2022, it was the worst year for the bonds in the 60-40 portfolio since 1937. In addition to that, then you look at 2024, we had an election, Russia invaded Ukraine. We had the war in Israel, going into Gaza and Gaza attacking them, the Hamas attacking them. So we go into all of these things, and now we've dealt with these tariffs. The market corrected 20%. And guess what? Over those 5 years, the market's up. And so my point is, if you're going to invest in this market, be invested, have a plan. And I think one of the problems is most people, either where they may be working with someone and it's like, here's a pie chart, here's your asset allocation, don't worry about it. We've talked about target date funds. I think close to 60% or 50% of 401ks are in target date funds, the 2030, the 2035. Barron's had an article recently that said, you know, I wish they'd never been created. Not saying I agree with that, but Vanguard balance funds have outperformed. You look at international, because there's a very high international exposure, international versus and I'm giving you ballpark numbers, looking at indexes. You know, the U.S. stock over the last 5 years is up 100%, where the international is up maybe half that much. So what do you own? And then how is this going to impact your retirement? I posed the question many times. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? When is the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? So we have to start this process of, number one, we can't time the market. But if we can appreciate that and we try to minimize, not eliminate emotions, understand what is normal, know what you own, know why you own it. Boy, that's a big part. So we do this portfolio analysis. You know, it's interesting. I have individuals when we have these meetings, and I have many of them every week. One of the things we do is we do a look under the hood. And a lot of people are surprised at what they own. And there's, and you know, this is something that I would suggest. As I said, when was the last time you looked at it? We've talked about this process of doing an analysis on your portfolio, because if you know, again, if you don't know what you own, we have this tendency to make some bad decisions. And are you getting that help? So if you want to look at what you own and you want to do a portfolio analysis, pick up the phone and give our team a call. It's really simple. And it's the things I always say, you're going to discover things you were probably unaware of. I'm going to give you some examples here in a minute. If you want, again, if you want to schedule a time or just chat on the phone for 15 or 20 minutes, you can give us the holdings. We'll run a complete portfolio analysis. Again, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. And schedule a time there. You can download some of our reports. We have a whole library of reports, and we have one on creating the optimal investment plan. There it is. It's a five-step method to getting to an investment plan you can stick with. And I know we've heard this many times before. Don't mean to be cliche, but it's not timing of the market. You cannot time the market. It's time in the market. There's a Fidelity study. There's plenty of these. It shows over a 32-year period, the S&P, this was starting in 1980, if you just stayed in the S&P, just in the market, invested all days, 10,000 would be worth over a million. If you missed just the best 10 days, you'd have 480,000. If you missed the best 30 days, you'd have 173. So, I mean, this is where we just, I know it's emotional, and that's why I say, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? If you know what you own, I'll give it, again, a quick example. Look, if you had just said, I'm going to be 50-50, someone posed this question to me the other day, because we hear this a lot, the 60-40, the 60-40 portfolio, which means 60% in stocks or equities, 40% in fixed. Okay, here's, again, just very oversimplified, but it's, you know, it's numbers, it works. And I'm saying that's a moderate portfolio. It's typically appropriate for those nearing or in retirement, because the risk isn't, you know, making 20%. That's great. The risk is losing 20. But if you're in a 60-40, if the market's down 20%, 60% of your portfolio is exposed to the market. So you're half of that. So maybe half your portfolio is down 10. The other, if it's in, you know, treasuries or something that's getting 3 or 4%, that may be up 2 or 3% or 4%. You may be down 6 to 8% in a down 20 market. Can you live with that? Will it impact your making maybe poor decisions? Probably not. But guess what? You're still overweight growth. So you're going to participate in growth in the upside. Again, this is just, I'm trying to be simple and logical. So this is helpful to you. So we're not, number one, the emotional part, it's disheartening. I hate to see people struggle with all this market. And then especially when you're in retirement, where you're the most vulnerable. It's not that complicated, folks. I really mean that. So if you want to schedule a time to sit down and put a portfolio together that you can stick with, that you're confident with, that meets your risk tolerance and objectives, give us a call. Again, very simple. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. And we'll sit down and we'll give you an honest and objective assessment of what you have. And you know what? Maybe it puts you in a better spot going forward. That's what it's all about.
No doubt about it. And obviously, this is not a set it and forget it type situation, folks. Again, that number, 630-864-6711. Or you can always reach them at the website. It's alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a couple of minutes to make that call, and we will continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. Tom and I, thank you so much for joining us here on the program as we talk all things retirement. Obviously, we spent a lot of time in segment number one talking about the market. And if it's been a while since you had someone sit down and look over your retirement plan, or maybe you don't have a plan at all, you want to sit down with someone who does this day in and day out, give Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Again, reminder, that phone number is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Online, you can always reach Tom and schedule a chance to talk by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we know that one of the big reasons to bring in a retirement planner into your life is obviously to avoid big mistakes later on in retirement. Now, this is obviously common when it comes to legacy planning. Well, I wanted to bring this story up because I thought this is really topical for things we discuss a lot when it comes to taxes. Story here in Barron's recently brings up the story of a man who had a $3 million sitting in a brokerage account and another $3 million in an IRA. Well, he gave his daughter the IRA and he gave the Salvation Army the brokerage account. Well, Tom, that obviously left his daughter with a huge tax bill. So let's go over, what are some of the things this man did wrong? And more importantly, how can your clients avoid ending up in a similar situation?
You know, Kevin, we talk about this domino effect, and it means one decision I make on one piece. We talked about investments in the first segment. And, you know, one decision I make there can impact my taxes. A decision I make on my Social Security can determine, you know, impact other aspects of my planning. And so there is a domino effect. And in this example with estate planning, what did he do? Well, taxes are part of the estate plan. There's a couple big takeaways here that we should be aware of. And I've talked about large IRAs. I've talked about problems. I focused on what we call the five big problems with large IRAs. One, of course, is large RMDs. During your lifetime, you have required distributions. And if you sit on it, that's what we call it, a tax time bomb. Another problem is what happens if tax rates go up in the future. Every penny is taxable whenever you take money out. And then there's the widow's penalty. If you pass away, the spouse now is in a lower tax, or should say higher tax bracket. You're filing individually, may have to pay double the amount on taxes. Then we get into the way it happens with estate planning and as well as down to children. Now, that's why, you know, tax planning is such an integral part. I don't understand why people, give away 20 and 30% of what they earn on income all the time. I've posed the question, look at your retirement accounts. If I subtracted 20 or 30%, how would you feel? Well, that's taxes. Now, down to your beneficiaries. Now, there's an estate planning component to it. Again, one of our five pillars, we talk about it. What is your estate and legacy plan say? But then there's also a tax planning component, again, that domino effect. And so IRAs and 401ks, any of these traditional accounts, someone's paying the tax. Either you are or your children are. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at your estate plan, there's a couple of components here. I mean, we can get into the whole place of which we talk about doing living trust, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney. We call them the six essential documents. By the way, before I get into this, we do have an estate planning packet, which we can get out to you. There's no cost or obligations. It has the bulletproofing your beneficiary, the guide to asset titling, the six essential documents. It has the asset organizers in there. The document, we'll get it out to you. We'll put it together for you if you want it. And you can look through it, and this will talk about all these aspects because we can't get into everything today. Again, if you want the estate planning packet, just give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. But the mistake, and then I'll get into some more general rules here. But, you know, when you're looking at charitable gifting, either during your lifetime or after, that is a non-taxable event. So the IRAs, you want to go to the charity, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you have $3 million, all things being equal, I have $3 million I can give to my children, $3 million I can go to charity. Obviously, the taxable amount, we would go to the charity. The brokerage account has a step-up in cost basis. So any capital-appreciating asset, your home, your stocks, right, these brokerage accounts, mutual funds, whatever is it, your business, a capital-appreciating asset for those of you who have businesses, they have a step-up in cost basis. It does not matter what you paid for it during your lifetime. Okay, your children or any beneficiary will get a step-up. So I'll use the home as an example. That's a capital-appreciating asset. If you paid $100,000 for your home and today it's worth $1 million and your children inherit it, well, guess what? they inherited $1 million. That is that step up from 100 to a million. Same thing if you own stock. If you bought NVIDIA or Tesla, you know, years and years ago or whatever it may be, Apple, and it's worth a lot of money, they get a step up. They can turn around and sell it with zero capital gain. So you need to understand some of these things. I said when we talk about estate planning, again, we got to start with the fundamentals, right? The blocking and tackling of estate planning, having the right documents in place, because those control assets, if you do not have a trust, powers of attorney, medical and financial, you are exposed to the probate system and loss of control. That's why we do it. Again, that's what we do here. We have an attorney that does all the estate planning. I've been doing this for over 20 years. It's kind of a non-negotiable with my clients. So I offered that packet, and I'll also offer if you want to come in and do it. Because if you've done your documents, when was the last time you looked at them? I had a meeting this week. Someone came in and said, look, I think, you know, my brother is listed as the trustee, and he's kind of not doing well, and he's out of state. And I said, well, are you the successor trustee? Because if you are, then you can step in. He can, you know, we had the discussion. So, you know, we want to understand, well, we're going to have to look at them. So if you've done them, when was the last time you looked at them? Because a lot of times we do and we don't look at these documents for 5 years. And then are your assets titled to them? Look, if you have a home and it's in your name, it's not in the name of your trust, it's not in your trust. If you have a brokerage account or a bank account, it's not in your trust. So, you know, again, if you get a bank statement that says John and Jean Smith on it, it's not in your trust. It's in your name. So you want to come in and do a review, and we'll look at everything else we talked about, the investments, the estate planning. We do a complete review. Your overall retirement plan, you know, this is something, because we talk about those potential blind spots. There's no shame in getting a second opinion. So if you want to take advantage of that, it will be a productive meeting. One, I can assure you, will be well worth your time. 630-864-6711. Just pick up the phone. Give our team a call. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And you can schedule a time right there. No excuse. And so there's also classes, newsletters. Just, we want to be a resource for you. But Kevin, I didn't mean to go off on tangents here, but there's so many pieces. And I think there's a process here where, again, get the documents in place, get assets titled properly to your documents. What about your beneficiary designations, right? So we talk about doing a beneficiary audit. We've seen the stories. I talked about the individual who had his children as his beneficiaries. I thought they were, and it was his wife. He passed away. Everything went to his wife. He'd been married for a month. Mm. This is a second marriage. Again, these are situations where, are there children from previous marriages? Will you disinherit them? Maybe. And so these are problems that potentially are asleep. Or this, there's a woman, this is a story from years ago, but she put her sister as her beneficiary on her plan as well. Well, it went to her sister, you know, and so, because there's things you jot down. When have you done a beneficiary audit? So we create the process and the template to create what I like to call, that's why we one reports bulletproofing your beneficiaries, to, you know, all these loose ends to lock them up, make sure that, hey, you know, we don't lose control, because if you don't make decisions, someone will make them for you. We don't disinherit children. We don't pay unnecessary taxes, because in the example we started with, well, now that IRA, every penny's taxable to the child who could be in their highest earning years. So now they got to turn around and give 30% away. It's just something where, that's why when I talk about being complete, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about just investing. I'm an investment advisor. We do portfolio management. Again, I think we do a good job, but I got to look at everything if I'm going to be your advisor, if I'm going to do the right job. So as I said, if you want to take advantage of any of this, the estate planning review, the investments, the portfolio analysis, all of that, throw everything in a box. Come on in. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll uncover some things I'm pretty confident you're unaware of. And you know what? You might have some fun.
Have that conversation. Put that plan in place for your future. And it all starts by picking up the phone and calling 630-864-6711. Again, that's 630-864-6711, or you can always reach them at the website alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a couple of minutes to make that call and continue with much more. The Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Well, thanks as always for joining us here on another edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Of course, we hope you are having a wonderful weekend as we get closer and closer. Tom, can you believe it? To 4th of July? You and I were just joking off air. Like, I know we've said it before, but like, you know, you were joking about, someone mentioned in August. You're like, August? Yeah, it's like 5 weeks from now. It's hard to believe.
It's insane. The good news is this. I haven't had to water my lawn yet, and I'm holding on, man. I'm holding on.
Hold on as long as you can. That's all I'm going to tell you, because you know those days are coming. The heat is finally kind of settled in too, right? The heat and humidity. It's officially summer here in Chicago, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No doubt about it. Well, we hope wherever you are, you're staying cool, you're enjoying the summer, and obviously an early happy 4th of July holiday weekend to everybody. Well, Tom, let's get right back into it, man, because we've covered a whole lot here on the show, and obviously we spent a lot of time talking taxes in our previous segment, and if folks would like to learn more, well, Tom is just a phone call away. You'd like to have that initial conversation. You'd like to start putting plans together for your retirement. Pick up the phone. Give him a call today. It's 630-864-6711. Again, that's 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we mentioned earlier in the program, the markets have certainly been in the news cycle here the last few months, but so has Social Security. And we've been told that if Congress does nothing, the trust fund could run dry by 2034, and that could lead to a 25% cut in benefits. Mm-hmm. So what's one way to help alleviate this fear? Well, David Dooley, co-founder of the Social Security Risk Score, says there are some newer types of annuities. Take a listen to this.
There are products out there now that have a Social Security protection rider that basically will create an enhancement for your income should Social Security change the rules on you. Because I think everyone's sort of perking up and saying, wow, this is a real risk. If I'm going to plan retirement income, I have to consider the stability of Social Security.
Okay, so Tom, there's one option. But when it comes to your clients, what can you do? How can you help them plan now in the event those benefits are cut within the next 10 years?
Well, you know, here we come back to the domino effect and creating a complete plan. We talk about income probably every week, Kevin, because, you know, income is the cornerstone of your planning. The paycheck's coming in. I had a meeting this week. I wish I could remember how she phrased it. I meant to write it down, but I didn't. And during the meeting, it's like, okay, do I just write this down? Because it was just, in a way, prophetic. She was like, okay, help me from not getting upset here. I'm scared. I'm a couple of years out from retirement. How do I keep money coming in? Or how do I keep the money flowing? What do I got to do to keep cash? And so we had the discussion. Now, Social Security is, of course, one of those components, and there is a concern that it will be reduced. Whether it's reduced, and there's things we can control, there's things we can't control. Now, this they mentioned the product. There are products out there that are set up where they will provide a benefit if Social Security is reduced. So they do exist. And again, you have to look at everybody's situation is unique. That's why, you know, we always say there's not a one size fits all. And so we look at some of these things. What we do, though, is we take a look at what your income strategies are. With Social Security, whether or not it's reduced, you still need to understand your claiming strategies. You still need to understand. I've quoted it before that, you know, Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's got some great information out there, if you ever want to look him up, he says that 95%, well, he says there's 2,728 rules in the Social Security handbook. Mm. Okay. 96% of Americans, from according to Forbes, miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. And so we really want to understand what we're doing with our claiming strategies. What could happen? Well, first of all, if you take it as early as possible, which is 62, that's a 30% reduction, in your benefits for the rest of your life. So we need to understand locking into a lower benefit can be one of the worst decisions we make, and it can impact our spouse. Lower lifetime income, lower inflation adjustments, because every year they inflation adjust. Well, it's going to be on a smaller number, and it impacts the spousal benefits. And so all of these things come into what are we doing to our claiming strategies and how does Social Security work in our portfolio? Then what happens if it's reduced? What are we doing to supplement that? Is there part of our plan? Number one, there are products out there that provide for it. Number two, you can create a plan that says, okay, how am I creating income that I can't outlive? And so, again, I just would offer any of this information. If you want to schedule a call or just talk for 15 minutes about this or come in, we'll do the Social Security analysis for you. We'll do the claiming strategy. We'll test it at different points of your life so you can actually see the numbers. Forget opinion. You can see the numbers and understand how these claiming strategies can impact. Do you take it at 65, 67, or you wait till 70? What about your spouse? Do they take it early? Then you defer. We defer one of them. There's so many different things that we can look at. So if you want to do that, again, that analysis, also included with that, the overall income planning. If you have pensions, we'll look at that. We'll talk about creating a lifetime income quote for you. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. We can also send out the income planning packet. It's got maximizing income retirement, the truth about annuities, the Social Security decision, and the budget and income worksheets. That is a packet we put together. So you can also create your own income plan on your own if you want to start to do these things. We'll get that out to you as well. Again, this is all types of information that I'm confident will make a difference, because there's going to be things in there you were probably unaware of, and it will allow you, we always come back to this, Kevin, the process, mm-hmm. and it walks you through creating an income plan. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. And so with Social Security, I know there's this discussion. I'll just make a couple quick comments. You know, Social Security was started in 1935. You know, didn't start till 65, if you remember, years ago. Interestingly enough, life expectancy in that time was 63. So there wasn't a big concern about the funding. Well, that's changed a lot. We've got this longevity risk we're dealing with. And so how do we take that? You know, what happens if you live till, you know, you're in retirement 20, 30 years? How do you create the income? And then in 1983, the Social Security Administration or government started taxing Social Security. Prior to that, it was tax-free. And in 1993, they're taxing up to 85%. And then they changed the rules. They increased the full retirement age. So they made a lot of changes. I won't get into all of them. But my point is, there's a chance, too, they might. Now, I'm giving my opinion. They might increase the full retirement age. It's now 67, number one. Number two, they might increase the taxes where individuals have to pay more on their Social Security or payroll tax. They may do a number of different things. They may means test it. So if you have a certain income, I don't know. You know, there's going to be some things, and hopefully they'll be able to, you know, do some things to make the Social Security fund. And I'm hoping that they're going to do some things to make it more solvent and stronger. And we'll see if that happens. We're going to know soon enough. But in the meantime, for those of you out there that really saying, look, I really need to understand, number one, okay, how does this whole Social Security decision work? And what kind of decision should I be making? Because there's components, and we've used the phrase, it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, what does your spouse make? What did you make? What's the larger benefit? Which one should I defer? What is the difference between a benefit at 65 versus 70? I've said before, I've seen numbers as much as 10 or 12,000 a year. If you just maybe defer it for 3, 4, 5 years, well, that's for the rest of your life. And then it's that's, you know, it's not just for your life. If you're married, your spouse gets that benefit for the rest of their life. And so these are important things. And then do you couple that with the annuities we've talked about that give you these benefits that will increase too? There's some out there that will do some increasing to cover the Social Security. This is all about an income plan. And so it's so important when we talk about, what is your income plan? If I asked you, tell me what your income plan is in retirement when the checks stop coming, if you can answer that, God bless you, that's great. But we need to understand the pension decision, the Social Security decision. How do we set up our investments to create income as well to supplement? That's all part of it, and that's an income plan. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, couple this with everything else, creating a complete retirement plan, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. We can even schedule a time if you want to just chat for 15 minutes. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time right there. Very easy and simple. It will be time well spent, so we're here to help you out.
630-864-6711. If you'd like to sit down with Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group and really have an opportunity to talk to folks who deal with Social Security and the potential changes down the road, it might not be till 2033, 2034, but folks, this is something you want to stay in front of. That's why you want to give Tom and his team a call today. 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, we'll squeeze in a break and continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. We continue on this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. Visiting today, of course, with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. My name is Kevin McAlpin. Appreciate you being part of the show. And obviously, Tom and I have covered a whole lot over the course of today's program, and including the markets. We've seen a really nice rebound here of late. Also, taxes. They can take a big time bite out of your retirement plan. And when it comes to Social Security, this is not something you want to be behind on, folks. You want to stay out in front of it in the event there are changes down the road. That plus more. Well, that's why Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group, they are standing by to help. Pick up the phone. Give him a call today. Get on Tom's calendar by dialing 630-864-6711. Again, that's 630-864-6711. Or online anytime. You can schedule that initial consultation at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we talk about income on this show all the time, and we also talk about traditional retirement plans for folks with full-time jobs. Of course, we spend a lot of time talking about 401ks, but I found this one interesting. There are nearly 17 million folks right here in the U.S. who are self-employed, and just in the last 2 years alone, over 1.4 million have switched to working for themselves. That's a pretty big number, and that's a pretty big growth on the self-employed side. So, Tom, while we talk about 401ks and traditional planning for full-time employees, what about those self-employed folks? What can they be doing to help prepare them for their retirement?
Well, self-employed, it's interesting because when you're self-employed, you're not only the employer, you're the employee. You're also your own HR department. So, hey, you got to figure out your benefits, right? It's a big task. And especially on top of that, you're running the company or you're running your business. And so I would also include in that small business owners as well as self-employed. And we work with them. We have been. I've had clients at every stage. I have clients right now that are in the process of selling their business. So that gets into the, okay, there's the legacy planning. Or just, let me say that. I should say the succession planning, the valuation of your businesses. How is that working if maybe you're towards the tail end of the business? But something you may want to consider, do you have a buy-sell agreement? You know, if you have partners, I mean, all of these moving parts. Now, on the front end, when we say, hey, you're your HR department, let's talk about a few of those things, because there's opportunity. And I can even take a step back to how are you incorporated? You can be an S-Corp, you can be an LLC, you can be a sole proprietor. And so these are things that we provide advice on. You know, again, I try to stick with the facts, understand the differences. Again, we're limited today. We'll try to get into some of these areas. Now, as far as funding your retirement, again, big thing. It always comes back to paying yourself. I don't care if you're working for somebody or you're working for yourself, paying yourself. And so what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is having a plan where you can take so much out of every paycheck. You can do it yourself. As far as setting a plan up, for example, you know, you could do a solo 401k. You can do SEPs. There's all types of, you can even do what's called a defined benefit plan. Again, we won't get into that. That's getting a little bit into the weeds, but I'll use the solo 401k because I think we're familiar. You can set up a 401k if you're self-employed, your own 401k. You could do it on Fidelity or Schwab. I've said this before with these retirement accounts. Technology can be a great thing. It can be a pain in the you know what, but it can also be one of the great things because you can get online, you can set up a 401k, and guess what? You can put up to $70,000 in there. Yes, I said that. You heard me. $70,000. You're a solo 401k. You can also do Roth contributions because 401ks now are not income tested. I mean, there's just so many opportunities. I kind of get excited when I talk about setting these things up. We actually have 401ks in place that I oversee for small businesses as well, where there's participants in it. But I just want you to understand, again, whether you're an S-Corp, an LLC, or a sole proprietor, you can set up a solo 401k. That doesn't differentiate in that case. And so now what can you do? You can start to, and you can set up an automatic contribution, link your bank account. I'm simulating what it would be if I worked for a company. I mean, to a certain extent. But guess what? Now we're working towards that. Now, again, I can really put a lot in there. Again, there's other things. We can do SEPs, self-simplified employee pension plans, and traditionals and IRAs and so on. But what are the ones that can allow you to max out your contributions? Now you're also, we're back to taxes, Kevin, because how are we doing tax planning? So what I can do is I can do some pre-tax, which now that comes off my income, and I can do some into a Roth, which I pay tax on, but guess what, goes tax-free. Now I'm incorporating tax diversification in my 401k plan on top of that. So there's really some opportunities here. We can talk about the other aspects of it as well. But if, for those of you that have a small business or are self-employed, again, regardless of how you're set up, give us a call. We'll get into all these aspects of it. Again, we have an attorney. We look at the way your business is structured. We talk about not only having the proper retirement plan in place for your business, but also, you know, we get into these other aspects of protecting the business from a liability standpoint, protecting it in the event you pass away. So give us a call. You know, pick up the phone. We can sit down and just, you know, have a little conversation about these things and see where there's maybe some opportunities here, because every, you know, every moment we wait, we may be losing some opportunities. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and we can discuss a number of these aspects. Again, other things invariably come up. We can talk about, you know, even if you have, like I said, some employees, we can look at, is there a plan you can put in place for a small business as well? God, there's just so many opportunities. And you know what? I like to call this forward planning, because I would say, I'll make this comment, I think, you know, 5 years down the road, maybe even immediately, you're going to say, wow, I'm glad I started this, because look where I am today, because I started these things and I put myself in a much better position. So there's a lot of aspects of this. Again, we can get into life insurance, the disability insurance, the buy-sell agreements. I mean, we can get into all kinds of things from a business. Everybody's situation is unique, but we cover it all. But it's just, sometimes you get overwhelmed with this stuff. You're an expert in what you do, but you may not be an expert in these other areas, which that's just the way it is. I mean, right? We can't be an expert in everything. This is why we talk about offering this opportunity to say, how can we get this and set it up? Like I mentioned, if we help and look at, hey, here's the best type of plan for you, we think, based on how you're set up, and try we incorporate a retirement planning piece to your plan and these other discussions we have, but we can get it set up. And so now it's kind of automated as much as possible. Again, there's maybe a direct bank link. So now the money goes into it just like it would out of your paycheck. Same thing. You can get this set up. So it does take discipline, I guess, is the short answer to my long answer from before. But it can be accomplished. And man, what a difference it can make in your planning. And also, I would tell you, your mindset. Because right now, this is one thing you can check a box on. If, of course, anyone out there has been thinking about this, number one, do I have the right plan in place? Because I see this a lot. People come in and I say, look, you know, if you do this, you can actually fund it more. You can do some more things. You have more opportunities and more options in your plan if you looked at it. So if you even have one, we can take a look at that. If you haven't started it, and any other aspects from a small business, as I said, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Then we tie it to your overall plan that involves you and your family. So this is an opportunity. I said, just, you know, give us a call, pick up the phone, give our team a call. We'll sit down and go through some of this stuff. It'll be time well spent. Yeah. 630-864-6711.
Get on his calendar today, folks. 630-864-6711. Well, Tom, this hour has zipped right on by. And before we say goodbye for the week, I'd like to leave the floor all yours once again for the final word.
Well, Kevin, as usual, we've covered a lot of areas. We've gotten to income planning, small business owners, retirement planning, taxes, all aspects of your overall plan. And I would say any one of those topics, and I forgot to mention estate planning, we could spend a whole hour on and more. So we just kind of scratched the surface, but hopefully give you ideas, offer, you know, information, maybe get you started down the road. You know, this is why we offer opportunities to come in, sit down, give us a call so we can really be, you know, customize it for you, have the discussion that's specific to you. So for those of you that want to take advantage of that, again, I say this in all sincerity, that's why we're here, to help you get you pointed in the right direction. So, you know, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. As always, everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company. and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.